A very good morning and welcome to Trade Setup with Tanmay, your 5-minute audio podcast before the chaos begins. So today is Wednesday, 6th of August, and GIFT Nifty is trading flat at 24,704 as of now. But we'll come back to that. But let's look at what are the big news that are going to come in today. So we have the MPC policy RBI meet today, which will declare the repo rate at 10 a.m. The expectation is no change, but there are some analysts who are expecting a 25 bips cut. So let's wait for that at 10 a.m. But what happened on US market? So US market saw a sell-off continued, and Nasdaq closed around 20,916, 137 points lower. S&P 500 closed at 62.99, just shy of that 6,300 mark, down by 30 points, 0.49% lower. Dow Jones is futures is trading higher as of today morning, and it's trading around 146 point higher as of now. But Asian markets are giving some mixed signs, where Nikkei is leading the rally with 267 points higher, 0.66%, whereas Jakarta and Shanghai are also positive by 9 bips and 6 bips respectively. On the other side, Hang Seng and Taiwan are losing, where Hang Seng is down almost 146 points, 0.59% down, whereas Taiwan is down 140 points, 0.58% lower. GIFT Nifty is trading strong at 24,707 and is stuck at those levels. We'll get back to that. The Brent crude has just cracked below that $68 mark and trading around $67.90 as of now. Gold is strong and is trading around $33.75, whereas dollar index has cracked below that 99 level and is trading around $98.79, whereas USD INR still weakens, where INR is trading around $87.80 to dollar, and we could see some further weakening happening over there as well. On the FIS front, yesterday was another day of sell-off that came in, where FIS sold just 22 crores of equity, and the monthly figures for FIS stand at 5955 crores, whereas DIS bought 3840 crores of equity, and the monthly figures for DIS stand at 11413 crores. Whereas on the result side, we have around 145 stocks that are going to declare the earnings today, on which Bajaj Auto, Trent, Divi's Laboratories, Bajaj Holdings and Investment, Pidilite Industries, PFC, Power Finance Corporation, Hero MotoCorp are some of the big names that are going to declare their results today. But on the client positioning and pro positioning, let's look at where the positioning is happening. So clients have again gone long with a net exposure of 4,53,000 shares on the option side, which is divided by 27,000 shares they have gone long on the option side, call option side, sorry. On the put side, they have around 4,25,000 shares that they have shorted. So on the net side, they have 4,53,000 long exposure, whereas on the future side, they have 1,18,000 shares, which is long. So overall, clients are again on the longer side and are playing for the long game, whereas pros, if we look at, they have a net exposure which is negative and stands at around 1,96,000 shares, of which 11,000 shares are long on the call side, whereas on the put side, they have around 2,08,000 shares which they have went long. So on the option segment, pros have done a long options and they are carrying some futures long, 16,000 shares long, but on a net basis, they have 1,96,000 short exposure which is present on the market, and that is the reason we are seeing that the markets are not rallying and there is some resistance that is coming in from the pros as well. If you look at the TK screener, we are seeing some indices which are showing strength. So auto, metals are some indices which are giving some good strength, along with CNX Finance and Realty are some indices which can be kept on the watch list. But on the shorter side, we have banking stocks as well as capital market index as well as small cap, which are not showing strength and are still in the sell territory. The TK algo signal on the far side, it has flipped to buy, whereas the slow continues to be on the sell side. Whereas on the volatility front, 7th August synthetic future is trading around 24,658. And the implied volatility or VIX for 7th August is trading around 11.17, whereas 24650 straddle is around 176, and the calendar for 24650 is trading around 154. So that gives us an implied range of a similar levels, where 24800 on the upside, and on the downside we have around 540 to 520, 24540 to 24520 levels. So again, the walls are at lower end and still trending lowers. The initial jerk that is happening in the morning can be seen till 10 a.m. today, wherein the RBI policy is going to come in. So till 10 a.m. no short wall should be done, and I think post that there will be a good opportunity to shorting wall. But shorting implied volatility is going to come with a movement, and that is where long gamma continues, where you can buy a near dated straddle and sell a longer dated straddle by converting into a short calendar. And that is the trade for today. We are going to look for, again, the mean stands at 24,900 levels, and we are still expecting that bounce till 24,600 is held on a closing basis. We are still going to play for that 25,000 on the long side, and let's see where it goes. So this was Tanmay Kotavati, founder of QC Alpha, and you were listening to Trade Setup with Tanmay, your 5-minute audio podcast before the chaos begins. If you like this podcast, guys, please give it a thumbs up, share it with your friends who might find it useful, and see you once again tomorrow. This is Tanmay signing off on 6th of August at 8:05. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye, guys.